Mr. Kaufman, I read the other day that Library, the company you are the founder of, was banned in China. Please tell me I got fake news. What's going on?
The Odyssey app was taken down, and I hate to pop a scandal bubble, but it does give us more credibility for when it's deserved. The cryptocurrency apps of all kinds are not allowed in China. So even if it's just a wallet, you can't have a cryptocurrency wallet in China. So cryptocurrencies are literally illegal in China to use them, is my understanding. So it's not that shocking that they took us down. We are probably going to release a different app, China only, without the cryptocurrency features, because at least that way they can watch the videos.
How does that work? How do they stop a website from getting to all the computers in China? That just blows my mind.
Well, at the website level, you can do it through the DNS system, or through, you know, basically they have control of the internet, so they can control access to certain IPs or to certain domain names. As you get into more decentralized systems, it does get harder. So like Library Desktop, I think almost certainly, you know, works in China, no problem.
What is the difference between library.tv and odyssey.com?
Odyssey.com is, I think, like the easiest, most user-friendly way to use Library. Library.tv was our first venture into Library being on the web. There are certain things that Library.tv still does, so we've continued to leave it up. But we think it's a mistake, actually, to have the web version called Library, because we want to attach the name Library to things that are decentralized. And Library.tv is not decentralized. It's interacting with a decentralized network. If you created your account on Library.tv, like, you have a handle on a decentralized network. But it's a little bit like holding Bitcoin on Coinbase, you know? Totally great thing to do, by the way. Odyssey, I'm not knocking Coinbase. I think it's web accounts are great. I use Coinbase. I use web accounts with my own company, but it's not decentralized. It's not having that level of control. So we're trying to separate and keep the name Library on only things that are decentralized. Library.tv is not, and that's part of why we developed the Odyssey brand. And in time, Library.tv, either all the features will be brought over to elsewhere, or it will go away.
Nice. I was also told that Odyssey is now on iOS, as in I could get it on my iPad, or if I had an iPhone, I could get it there. Is that out yet?
Yes. And well, so that's what was blocked in China. Sorry. Yeah. The app is what was blocked in China. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 So as far as I know, Odyssey.com is still accessible in China.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing that I have not run into this on Library, and I'm not going to name names because I don't know if it's me or if it's the websites, but I've been looking at a lot of alternative media sites, and the biggest problem I run into is buffering on videos, where it just takes them a long time to load, where it's not something that I have gotten on YouTube in years. Has Library or Odyssey run into buffering issues at all?
So that's something that we track very closely. And, you know, when you have millions of people watching videos in a day, you're going to get some buffering events. We're constantly driving them down. Users on you know, solid connections are experiencing very little buffering in most parts of the world.
What is blockchain technology?
So that's basically like what's a blockchain, and a blockchain is sort of like a database or a ledger that has a set of rules that's not controlled by any one person. So it's this network that allows people to interact with it that doesn't have one single owner.
Got it. Now, you and I are going to be speaking with Robin Hanson later, and you sort of summarized his book, The Elephant in the Brain, or the thesis, in a Facebook post. You said, basically, all human behavior is motivated by relative social status of groups rather than what it superficially purports to be about. That being said, sir, why did you create Library.tv?
I want to first say that Hanson would probably phrase's thesis is that it's about signaling, of which, you know, relative social status is a part. But I certainly, so to perform that kind of like Hansonian analysis of library.tv, it's equivalent to, I think, people who are inventors or doctors or other positions in society that do something that's good for people. So there's, you have this reason, oh yes, I'm doing this because it's good for people. And I experience joy when I see people using library to be able to do something that they couldn't have done otherwise. You know, when that voice that's marginalized is able to still speak through my platform, that makes me feel good. But there's also an element that like I want to be known as the person who created it, right? I there's a benefit to me, right? There's a social status that comes from being in those roles and being regarded as someone who is able to do those things. And so like that, a lot of what Hansen's work says is like, you know, is that it's pointing out some of these selfish motives. And to me, it's not worth like denying that those exist. And I think that when we can acknowledge our own humanity, like we can ultimately build more constructive, you know, sort of systems and societies.
And just two more questions for you, sir. Thank you for your time. When I am uploading a video on, I believe it's on Odyssey, it will say, make sure you don't have a bitrate over 5. Yeah. What is bitrate? And if I do have one over 5, how can I change it?
So we're working to take care of this problem for you. I'll say that first. But bitrate is basically, it's basically how large the file is, or specifically how large the file is per unit time. And that's the bitrate. And so when the bitrate is really large, it uses too much bandwidth. So right now we don't provide variable bitrates. We're actually providing variable bitrates for select creators now, and we're scaling this up. So we just try to encourage you to upload videos with bitrates that aren't too high to prevent buffering.
Excellent. Mr. Kaufman, that is all I have for you. Actually, I'll throw you one. What is your favorite channel on Odyssey? Of course, the Library and Odyssey main channels. What's your second favorite channel on Library and Odyssey to watch?
Well, there's a lot. I'll throw out one that's become one of my more recent favorites, which is Just Thinking Out Loud TV, which is a creator, Desiree Campbell. I think she's doing some really interesting, thoughtful work.
The website is library.tv and odyssey.com, O-D-Y-S-E-E.com. Mr. Kaufman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.